Oh, are you holding up, little one? I know you're nervous, but that's part of the fun. What do you say if you want me to stop? Very good. Are you going to say it so that we stop? Then it seems what I say still goes, then, little one. You've given yourself to me until further notice. There's only one way to make it stop so clearly. But you don't want me to. You want to go back to enjoying yourself in my pocket. No one knows that I have a tiny human right here in my breast pocket. They can't see your naked body through the red fabric. The only way they would know is if I bent over a certain way while talking to someone. Then the secret would be out. Everyone in this office would see my pervert partner nestled away in my pocket. That is, if they even saw you. You're so small, I'm sure most would mistake you for a piece of dirt. Small enough to be taken by the wind and never seen again. Something as small as you can't be that important, they would say. Serves you right for doing that in public, another would say. But most would see you as a glorified sex toy, wouldn't they? I think they would. They would see someone as small as you, and most would imagine how you would feel down their pants. Remember the first time you touched my clit? It was almost as big as you, height-wise at least, little one. You were so cute. You couldn't take more than just the tip in your mouth, despite your best efforts. You're just so little. So helpless, baby. You're so weak, it's pathetic. Even now, you're naked in my pocket, riding my finger because you can't help it. You're weak physically, you're weak mentally. You're lucky you have me, baby. If it wasn't for me, you would be at home all day long doing nothing productive. Here at the office, you can at least keep me company while you fuck yourself. So much of a slut for me that you can't even wait until we get home. You don't know the meaning of the word no, do you? You have to come with me, right? You have to have me right here, right now, even if it means grinding yourself against my figure until you come. It doesn't matter where it is, as long as you get my attention, as long as you get to come, right? Just look at you. You don't even need any of my other fingers. All you need is my pinky, right? That's right, baby. Even my pinky finger is bigger than you. Really, you couldn't handle any more. Everything about me is bigger than you. Stronger than you. Better than you. You're nothing compared to me. You don't even have a real job, preferring to hitch a ride in my pocket all day and fuck yourself. So tiny that no one in the office hears if you make a sound. It's no more than a mouse letting out a squeak. Most people just pass it off as nothing. Only you and I know the truth, right? Only you and I know that those high-pitched whines aren't of an animal, right? See, we know that those noises are coming from the adorable little human rocking their hips so desperately against my finger, riding it, building their own orgasm all while I try to get work done. You don't care if you're a distraction. No, not when you feel this good. Not when you're chasing your own pleasure like this. The office outside of the pocket be damned. Out of sight, out of mind, right, baby? That's what I thought, little one. So good for me. Keep it up. Keep grinding yourself against my finger, just like that. Doing such a good job for me, baby. You aren't even worried about my coworkers hearing you, are you? You don't care if they look in my pocket and see you behaving like a whore? No. That doesn't matter when you can feel your own need to come building, right? Maybe if you're lucky, they would take you out of this pocket and they would give you a different finger to ride. How many pinky fingers could you take, baby? Huh? How many fingers could you take before you were begging for a break? I think it would be 3, maybe 4. Past that and you would be a gaping mess that would be passed out in my pocket. That's not fun for me. I only agreed to take you to work today because you promised to be a fun distraction. If you pass out, that's not very fun for me, now is it? So far, you're doing a very good job of being entertainment, little one. Even if it is in the most pitiful, embarrassing manner. Throwing yourself like this at me in public. Such an easy slut. You didn't even hesitate to start fucking yourself when I gave the order, did you? No. Obviously you didn't. You wanted to feel good. You wanted to come as quickly as possible. It's your favorite thing, isn't it, baby? Having an orgasm is what you live for. Such a simple little thing, yeah. Yes, you are. You're so simple, little one. But that's okay. That's part of your charm, after all. It means it's easy to take care of you. I'm pretty sure a hamster would be more difficult to take care of than you, baby. Hamsters have a lot of needs, but you? You only seem to need food, water, and sex. You don't want to worry about anything else. You don't really have the capacity for it. Not when you're this close to coming. Not when, with every thrust, you're closer to your own orgasm. Do you think you'll be able to keep quiet enough so that no one in this building will hear you? Huh? Do you think they're gonna hear you come and think they heard a mouse? Wouldn't that be pathetic, baby? If they heard your moan of pleasure as you come, riddled with pleasure, shaking, and everyone thought it was a mouse making that noise. You would fluster. You would be utterly humiliated. Realizing that you're no different than a mouse to us, oh, your ego would be bruised, wouldn't it? So small and weak, helpless to do anything to stop it, and yet it turned you on. All you can do is take it while you grind against my finger, right? Your own pleasure building up. It feels so good. It's undeniable at this point. You know you're going to come. Of course you do. Your body's shaking. Your breathing's erratic. You're so close, baby. You're right on edge, aren't you? Oh, I know you are. It's clear in your body language. You're trying so hard to hold out. You're trying so hard not to come in public. You don't want to prove me right about everything I just said. But that's okay. There's nothing wrong with being a cheap slut, baby. No. So why don't you show me how much you love feeling like this? Show me just how good I'm making you feel, little one. Come for me. come from grinding against my finger like a pathetic little human. Come on, let me see it. Come for me, baby, come on. Come for me. Oh, just like that. Oh, what a good job. So good for me, yes. Oh, that's what I wanted to feel. Such a pathetic little human coming in my pocket just from grinding against my finger. Oh, yeah. Do you need anything from me, little one? Huh? Do you need anything? We can take a break if you need, baby. Go ahead. Relax in my pockets. I should probably be getting back to work anyway. You've came a few times already, and it's not even lunch, little one. If I'm wanting you to make it through the day, we should probably slow down. It's all right. I swear. Feel free to close your eyes. You can take a nap if you want, or, I don't know, you can just rest. You'll wake up all warm and safe and cozy, right in my pocket where you belong. Where I'm keeping you safe. Just like a secret. My personal secret that I get to play with. So good for me, baby. Do you want anything to eat or drink before I leave you alone? Well, if you need anything, don't hesitate to tell me. Today is as much about you as it is about me. That's good. I love you so much, baby. I love that you can fit in my pockets. I love that you're comfortable enough with me to share your ideas like this. I love that you trust me enough to make ideas like this true. And I love that you can even come up with ideas like this. Sometimes I wonder if you ever turn off your brain with some of the ideas you come up with. You're a creative wildfire, little one. It's one of the things that's drawn me to you. You come at all these things from such a different perspective than me. One that I had never considered before. I don't know how, but you just bring out the best in me and everybody around you. Calling you my partner makes me want to be a better person. I want to be the giantess that you deserve, little one. I wake up every day knowing that I get to take care of you. I go to sleep every night with a smile because I get to sleep next to you. I know our size difference makes us an unconventional couple, but I've never really minded. I never saw it that way. I look at you and I see you. I see my baby. The person that I imagine my future with, that I picture growing old with. And I don't want anyone else. I love you, little one. Just you. And it's not because you do things like this. I love you because you're an amazing person. You're one of the most caring people I've ever met. Kindness practically radiates from you. Your smile, it's enough to light up an entire room, baby. I love you so much, and I'm so fucking lucky that I have you. And even though I'm pretty sure you're asleep by now, considering everything, probably for the best, I really do need to finish these reports so that I have an excuse to play with you more when you wake up. Rest up, baby. You're going to need it.